More of Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. And we have with us one of my favorite guests. I've had him on the program many times over many years, and he's quite brilliant and a best-selling author. My guest is Michael Gelb. He is the author of the best-selling book, How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci, and he's the world's leading authority on the application of genius thinking to personal and organizational development. He's a pioneer in the fields of creative thinking, accelerated learning, and innovative leadership. And he leads seminars for organizations such as Merck and Microsoft and Nike and Raytheon and DuPont. And he has a brand new book, and his brand new book is Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. And this book is very positive and shatters the wildly held cultural belief that the brain deteriorates with age. Instead, what Michael Gelb talks about is a blueprint to optimize brain functioning and improve the quality of your life. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Yeah. So tell us how you decided to write this book. This is a little bit of a departure from your genius thinking books, a little bit.
Well, I've been teaching these principles for improving your mind as you age really for the last 30 years, but I'm about to turn 60, so now it's serious.
So you want to make sure that you do them as well.
Well, that's the good news. I have to tell you that it's been a wonderful experience looking for the research-validated, really practical things that everyone can do to improve their mind as they get older. And here's the really good news. When we were all growing up, the dominant paradigm of science stated that your mental capacity was fixed at age 5, and that after age 30, it was a slow but steady process of decline. And now we know that that is not true. You go on creating your brain every day of your life. And the really good news is your brain is designed to improve with use. So neuroscientists now have a consensus that the brain is designed to improve with use. The only real question is, what's the best way to improve it? And that is the focus of Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age.
So this is very much like exercising your body. You improve function as you exercise your body.
Exactly. And, you know, it's amazing. There was in the news services yesterday on both NPR and CNN, they were putting out the headlines for a study from the British Medical Journal. And the way they wrote the headlines, inevitable decline begins at age 45.
Oh, you should have written to, you should have called in, Michael.
I tweeted about it, and I actually contacted my publicist right away to do a rebuttal.
Yes.
Because if you actually read the article and read the study, what it basically said is, yeah, if you don't do anything that's in my book, your
brain will
degrade. Just like if you sit on the couch for the rest of your life, you're going to be out of shape.
Yeah.
But, you know, the media, the press love a good negative story.
Yeah, we call it, Michael, we call it, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead.
Right, exactly. There you go. And so this was bleeding leads by both CNN and NPR. And it just, and so what happens is people, I cannot tell you just how powerful your attitude is when it comes to age.
So let me ask you this. You write about the single most important piece of advice for healthy aging. Is that attitude?
Well, it's certainly the one upon which all others are predicated, which is why it comes first in the book. Dr. Becca Levy did a long-term study with 650 people and divided them into two groups, people with a positive attitude towards aging, people with a negative attitude towards aging. And the people with a positive attitude outlive the people with a negative attitude by more than 7 years.
Wow. Now, you write about the three worst mental habits to eliminate immediately. So what are they?
Well, the first one, obviously, is negative thinking.
Yeah.
If you buy into the belief that you are destined to decline and degrade. If you catch yourself doing something wrong, which people love to do, you know, it's amazing. If you ask any grade school teacher, how much do the children in class forget every single day? That teacher will tell you kids are unbelievably forgetful. They leave behind all sorts of things in the classroom every day. They forget their homework. They forget their jacket. They forget their iPod.
Right.
But if the teacher confronts that 8-year-old child, that child doesn't say, oh, my God, I'm 8 years old and my memory's going. That child doesn't say, oh, I'm having a junior moment.
Yeah, and also they have an iPod, which we didn't have, Michael, when we were that age.
Well, there you go. But when people get to be 25, 30 years old, they forget something. They say, oh, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
And they start to build this case against themselves and be really careful because it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. So the number one negative habit to just let go of is this habit of focusing on decline rather than emphasizing how to improve. Mm-hmm. And the things you can do to improve are very, very simple and accessible. But sticking with attitude, because you asked about the most important things we can eliminate, and they are all attitudinal.
All right,
Go ahead.
Then I've got to ask you about Da Vinci and how he used his mind because he was such a genius.
The first one is just basically embracing an optimistic rather than a pessimistic attitude toward getting older, and now that's easier to do because science demonstrates that your brain is designed to improve with use. Then it's letting go of resentment.
Yes.
And blame.
Yep. Hear that all the time.
Right? And in the book, I said, take a daily dose of GFH. No, it's not the latest anti-aging serum. It stands for gratitude, forgiveness, and humor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've written so much about Leonardo da Vinci as one of the greatest geniuses of our time. Now, how old was he when he died?
Leonardo was 67.
Okay, well, that's pretty good for that age. Did he do that is very simpatico with what you're talking about in your book?
Well, one of the things that readers will find as they go through the book is all sorts of quotes about healthy, intelligent aging from Leonardo da Vinci and also from Thomas Edison and many other great geniuses. I also have a whole chapter of role models. Great minds, people whose minds continue to be super sharp and focused into their 70s, 80s, 90s, even into age 100.
Mm-hmm.
But the opening, the dedication of brain power is a quote from Leonardo da Vinci, which sums up the essence of the whole book. Leonardo wrote in his notebook 500 years ago, "If you are mindful that old age has wisdom for its food, you will so exert yourself in youth that your old age will not lack sustenance."
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what you are doing now will determine the quality of your life later.
That's so true.
Let's pay attention to what you do now. Leonardo also says, iron rusts from disuse.
Yeah.
Water that does not flow becomes stagnant.
Yeah.
Thus it is with the human mind.
Mm. All right. On that note, Michael, you're always so inspirational. On that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, if you have any questions for the very inspirational and brilliant in his own right, Michael Gelb, who's the author of Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. And if you really want to improve your mind or you're worried about it and you want some tips, call in now, 438-9776. Also, log on to the website. And the website, Michael, is?
It's michaelgelb.com, G-E-L-B, michaelgelb.com.
And there's lots of exercises and activities there. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're on the web as well at 630WPRO.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. And we have on the program one of my favorite people, a genius in his own right, and he talks about geniuses. His name is Michael Gelb, and his newest book is Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. Michael Gelb is the preeminent authority on the application of genius thinking and a pioneer in the fields of creative thinking, accelerated learning, and innovative leadership. And today, again, he's talking about his new book, Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. So, Michael, welcome back. We have a caller on the air, David from Providence. Your question for Michael Gelb.
Yes, hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Great. How about you?
Not too bad. I have a service business, and I'm very busy during the day. I get phone calls. I feel I've changed my day in the middle of the day. My plan is constantly, it's almost flowing. And it never fails that sometime toward the end of the day or whatever, I will say, oh, God, I forgot to do this. And sometimes I'm so mad at myself, you know, and I try to be organized, but I always end up with that happening.
Any suggestions, Michael?
Yes. First of all, I can relate 100% because I have a lot going on myself, and I'm sure a lot of the other folks who are listening do too. And how do you keep your memory sharp in the face of continual change? When things aren't changing so much, it's easy to remember everything that's, you know, on your linear agenda. But our agendas aren't linear; they're very dynamic. They're changing constantly. So how do you use your whole brain and keep memory improving and really remember everything that you need to do on a daily basis? Well, I strongly recommend mind mapping. It's a method for generating, organizing, and recording ideas that was originated by my good friend Tony Buzan. And in Brain Power, in the second chapter, there's a whole section on how to develop your memory as you get older. And one of the simple, practical things you can do is to learn and apply mind mapping. It'll help specifically with that kind of memory in the face of dynamic multitasking.
All right. So, and that's in the book, correct?
Yes, it is.
Book, michaelgelb.com. David, any other questions or?
No. It's something that I've got so many things going on. I have a very successful business, and well, I don't mean it in a arrogant kind of way. What I mean is I'm very busy all the time, and I'm constantly getting things, forgetting things. That's all. I guess that's what it comes down to.
Michael, what about nutrition and, you know, regular eating habits and taking breaks and exercising for the brain?
Well, you got to do all of that.
Yeah. I don't get enough sleep. I know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, this book, I'll tell you the other really, really cool thing about this book. My co-author, Kelly Howell, is the pioneer in brain synchronization audio technology. And a lot of folks, myself included, not necessarily the best at closing my eyes and falling right asleep because my mind is so active. I know and I've read all the research on the benefits of meditation, but again, I'm such a busy, mentally active person, it's very hard for me to get my brain into that quiet, reflective, meditative state, even though I know cognitively about the incredible benefits for mental acuity, for memory improvement, for overall health and well-being, and for longevity. So this book actually comes with a free, that is free with the book, download of one of Kelly's BrainSync programs. You can download this, put it on your iPod, put on the headphones, listen to it for 20 minutes, and your brain will be in the same brainwave state as an advanced meditator.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make the art of resting and relaxation and sleeping as absolutely effortless as possible as it can be, and that's why we have this free download that comes with the book.
Hey, Mike, you know what I think? If there's a little, are there any tasks that I can do, I don't know, adding numbers or that sort of thing, or crosswords that improve the brain's ability to reason?
Well, that's great. According to a study by Tufts University, led by Professor Joe Verghese, the absolute greatest benefit for your brain, literally proven to help prevent dementia. So we're talking about serious changes in the brain. Mm. Best things you can do, learn mental sports. So that means chess, bridge, or the Eastern game of Go.
What about Scrabble? What about word games?
Well, here's the thing with Scrabble, with Sudoku, with crosswords. They're not as strong a benefit demonstrated in the research, although they are beneficial. The secret for getting the most benefit out of those is that you continually take on a more challenging level. So if you play Scrabble against somebody who you can crush on a regular basis, the benefits for your brain, but your ego might benefit, but your brain won't. If you keep doing the same level of crossword puzzle, you don't get the brain benefit. So you have to take on more challenging levels.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, some of the things I try to do is when I'm driving to a service call, I don't listen to music and whistle. I try to reason out what I'm going to do when I get there and solve the problem before I even arrive. And I just keep my brain going that way.
Well, that's part of why your business is successful, because, yes, you need to be solving your most important business problems. So we're looking at adjunct things that you can use to tune your mind. But I'd say you're doing something really that works there, obviously, because you mentioned your business is successful, and that's part of why is you have a passion for solving your most important problems. And the key is just to have that passion for your overall improvement and development. And that means learning something new so that you're doing something different besides the thing that you're always focused on.
All right. Thanks, David. Thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And write to Michael, michaelgelb.com, or if you forget that, and you shouldn't, but if you do, write to me, patricia@patriciaraskin.com, and I'll forward it on to Michael. So, Michael, you talked about kind of the brain synchronization and about the CD that's attached to your book, or not attached to your book, but that comes with the book,
yes,
produced by Kelly Howell. What are some other things that we can do?
Well, you mentioned diet.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this is one of the hardest chapters to write because there's so much information and there's so many completely contrasting things about what you should or shouldn't eat. So what I aim to do in this chapter is find out the real slam dunk consensus things that you can either do or stop doing to improve your mind as you age.
And what were they?
Well, one of the simplest ones is make sure you stay hydrated.
Water.
Drinking enough water. A lot of what passes for long-term chronic health problems are a function of dehydration that people aren't even aware of. Eating breakfast, eating a healthy breakfast to jumpstart your metabolism, get your brain online. Another, Michael Pollan in The Omnivore's Dilemma sums up something really great about, the things you can eliminate. And the way he says it is, don't eat anything that your great-great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food. Also, really good news, in moderation, high-quality dark chocolate, good red wine, coffee, are really good for you.
Interesting.
Isn't that wonderful news?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else, a fascinating piece of information. A researcher named Janet Tomoyama found that most people who focus on dieting actually wind up gaining weight. Why? Because they release stress hormones into their system by worrying about it so much. So our approach is very different. It focuses on how you can really savor and enjoy every meal.
Yeah.
And it's a paradoxical secret. When you really tune in, I call it a mindful approach to dining, to enjoying every meal. When you tune into your own system, the ultimate diet plan is intuitive.
Yes.
It's learning to listen
so
to
true.
What you really want and need and ask yourself the magic question, how will I feel afterwards?
Oh, such good advice. What other physical things can we do?
Well, there's another, obviously, as you would expect, there's a whole chapter on exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what passes for memory loss and senility and dementia is nothing more than a depletion of oxygen to the brain, which is caused by being out of shape and thereby less effective circulation. Because, your brain is on average about 2% of your body's weight, but it uses 20 to 25% of your body's oxygen.
Hmm.
So you have to keep your brain oxygenated. Walter Bortz is a medical doctor. He's 80 years old. He's run 40 marathons.
That's amazing.
And I just do I have time to read you a quote from Dr. Bortz?
It'd have to be quick.
Okay, and I'll just read you the last thing he says. He sums up everything about exercise. He just says it simply, exercise provides a 30-year age offset. In other words, you want to be experience yourself at age 80 like a 50-year-old like Dr. Bortz who's out there running marathons. It's making and so obviously in the book there's lots of guidance on how to find the exercise approach that works for you. Because just like dieting causes stress, causes excess belly fat, worrying about exercise isn't going to make you fit. Right. So finding something you love, finding something you enjoy, and how to get the most out of it in the least amount of time, that's what we cover in the book.
Thank you so much, Michael. MichaelGelb.com. But the book is Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. Michael writes about geniuses, best-selling author of the Leonardo da Vinci book on genius, and he's also one of them, I think. And, Michael, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, stay on the line for a minute. All right, folks, coming up next is Dr. Lapine on dental health and then Dr. Stokowski, Center for Preventive Medicine, and you're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO.